Hi everyone and Vibe, happy new year to you all. And you know what, I believe this is going to be a great year for you all as a church family. I'm excited just watching from, you know, a bit of a distance, just watching everything that God is doing in Vibe. And you know what, and the best is yet to come, praise God. And this is going to be a great year ahead for you as a church family. And you know, it's a real honor and a privilege for me to be bringing the word to you guys this morning, especially it being January. And you know what, speaking a word that I believe will help you as a church, help you as individuals as you head into this new year. We're already in it, but as we head deeper into this year, you know what, this word I believe will help you and help you to be what God's called you to be this year. And I want to share on opportunities. And I've called this message really, "What Time Is It?" Because you know what, we don't want to miss our opportunities in God. And you will miss your opportunities if you are not aware of the time in which you are living. And I want to make sure I hit the mark as a believer, and I'm sure you want to do the same as well. So timing is really important, and knowing your time and knowing the time period that we are alive in the church age is really important. So individually and also in the church, we need to know our time. You know, if you don't know your time, you'll miss your opportunity. And you know, what comes to mind with me when I share on this is a story, something that happened to me whenever I was a young lad, whenever I was about 12 years of age, round about that age. Myself and my friend, we heard that there was a few girls that had an interest in a couple of us Lurgan lads, and they were out the road. They were actually out in Moira. So we decided that we were going to sneak out, because we were very young. We decided we were going to sneak out and see these girls. But what we actually did was we jumped on a church minibus. We actually jumped on the minibus for Moira Pentecostal Church for their young people. We jumped on their minibus that had come into Lurgan to collect people, and we got brought out to Moira. But instead of us going to the church meeting, we went to see, could we meet these few girls? Well, we met them and all the rest of it. But here was the thing, we decided that we were going to get the bus home. So we'd already looked and we seen what time the bus was going and all of those kind of things. But here was the thing with us, we stood on the wrong side of the road. And when the bus came past, it went right past us. And we missed our opportunity to get on that bus to get home. And the thing about it was it was a winter's night. And I was fat, okay? I'm not politically correct, okay? I was fat. And we had to run home. My friend, he was lean. And he'd done a bit of running. And he said to me, "Paul, come on, we'll just run home." I'll tell you, all of the fat in me began to cry the moment that he mentioned run home. So we started off running. And it was a winter's night. And I'm telling you, we had a hard time before we got home. Not he didn't have as much of a hard time, I did. I went through so much before I eventually got home. Why? Because I missed my opportunity. I missed the bus. And you know what, here's the thing, sometimes you can miss a bus in life, and you know, another one's coming along pretty soon. But when you miss the last bus at night like we did, it's a long time before the bus comes along again. And and that goes along with what I'm going to share on this morning, because like, we were so close and yet we were so far, because we were on the wrong side of the road and we faced a lot to get home. And you know what, I want to share for a bit and use this story here of Jesus, you know, and the end of Jesus' ministry. This all revolves around the end of Jesus' ministry. And it revolves around the time when Jesus came into Jerusalem on the donkey and the people accepted him. But you know what? The leaders rejected him and they missed their opportunity. And let me just read this verse out here in Luke chapter 19, actually. And it says here in verse 41, it says, "And when he was come near, he beheld the city and he wept over it." You know, Jesus wept over the city because these people, they missed their timing. And it says, "Saying, if thou had known, even now at least, in this thy day the things which belong unto thy peace. But now they are hid from thine eyes, for the day shall come upon thee that thine enemies shall cast a trench about thee and compass thee around and keep thee in on every side. And that's talking about like 70 AD. And then you can even look from that and you can look down the line of all of the things that the Jewish people have faced over these years and centuries, what the Jewish people have faced, the hatred that they have faced, the attacks that they have faced, right from 70 AD, right down to you look at, you know, the war and the concentration camps, and then you look down to even our present day, the hatred that there is towards the Jewish people, and they experienced all of that because they missed their day, they missed their opportunity. And you think of what they would have avoided. You know what? I was using that simple illustration to show that if we'd have got on that bus, I would have missed the cold. It was a winter's night running home. I would have missed that long run, which I found very difficult to run and to make it back home. I would have missed that all if I would have been positioned right and was in the right place at the right time. I would have missed that all. And it's the same with the Jewish people. They missed their opportunity. They missed the peace that was available to them because they missed their day. They missed who Jesus was. In verse 44, this is Luke 19, verse 44, it says, and shall lay thee with the ground, and thy children therein with thee, and they shall not leave thee one stone upon another. And it says here, because you knew not the time of your visitation. They missed the timing of their visitation, and as a result, instead of having peace, look at everything that they have went through because they missed their time. And I'm telling you, we are not going to miss our time as believers. We're going to know what God is doing in our day so that we do not miss our opportunities like they missed their opportunities. They missed the big one. And yes, they will have another opportunity in the years to come. And thank God as well in the church age that the church is made up of both Jew and Gentile. And thank God for the gospel that goes into all the world, including Israel and including all towards the Jewish people all around the world. So yes, a lot of Jewish people are being saved, praise God. But as a nation, they missed their opportunity at this time. And you know, the word here for visitation, it actually means bishopric. And what it was talking about to these leaders, they missed their call. They missed the stone. These builders, the Bible called them builders, they missed the stone who was Jesus Christ, who would have been the foundation. They missed it. But praise God that God is a new building crew and we are the church, and God is now using us, the church, to bring the message of Jesus Christ to the world. Thank God for that. But you know what? They missed their opportunity, and there's a few reasons why they missed their opportunity. And you can see this, if you read all of these stories towards the end of Jesus' life, you see this. Jesus went into Jerusalem, and one of the things that Jesus did, he did it at the beginning of his ministry, but he also did it at the end of his ministry, where he went into the temple and he cleared it out. And he brought the temple back to what it was all about. He cleared it out, like, without being crude, I think this just puts the point across. It was like a laxative. He came and he just cleared the place, and he was setting back in order, showing what the temple should have been about. So he moved out the money changers. And one of the things that Jesus said was, he says that my house is meant to be a house of prayer. And he talked about his house. Jesus was zealous for the things of God because he knew the impact of the things of God upon people's lives. But they were taking advantage of people and they were misusing the house of God. Let me tell you, the house of God is a place where we come and we have relationship with God, where we can pray, where we can receive, where we can have an intimate relationship with God. Yes, as believers, we can do that anywhere, but coming together is important, and we can have encounters with God. And so the house of God is a place of prayer. It is not just a place to be social, yet we be social in church, but that's not the primary purpose of it. When we come together, we actually meet with Jesus. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together that He's in the midst, and we can have encounters with God whenever we come together. So Jesus cleared out all of those money changers and said, my house is meant to be a house of prayer. Something else that happened after He done that was that people came who needed Him. The healing started to break forth in the temple. And so healings, the supernatural power of God, began to take place. Because when you're drawn from God, when you're receiving from God in prayer, let me tell you, it spills over into the supernatural. Then another thing that happened was the children came and they began to praise God. They began to praise God, and the religious were not happy about it at all. But Jesus allowed them to praise, because out of the mouth of babes and sucklings Thou hast perfected praise. In Psalms it says strength, and it lets us know that praise is our strength. In church we get to praise and worship and magnify our God. Let me tell you, we experience the culture of heaven when we come to church. We experience the presence of God. In His presence there's fullness of joy, and God inhabits the praises of His people. So there you see several things that are happening. The supernatural power of God, praise and worship. And then you see with that as well, because it said the children praise God. So here's another thing of church. Church is for family. So you see that church as a family came together, and as a family were able to worship and magnify God. And then another thing that happened, the Bible says that Jesus taught them. You know what? Church is a place where you get to hear the things of God. It's a place where you get to be ministered to and to be equipped for the purpose of God upon your life. And so church is a real training center. It is a place where your life can be transformed, to where your mind can be renewed, so that you can think different. And when you think different, you live different. When you think different, you expect more. When you think different, your vision gets bigger, and you can go and be all that God has called you to be. And you know what? This is one of the reasons why they missed their opportunity, these Jewish leaders, was because the temple wasn't being used right. And it was taking advantage of people, and people were not focused on, you know, what they should have been focused on. And as a result, they missed their opportunity. They missed their timing. How vital is that? And look at the consequences of them missing their timing. Do you know what? We are in very exciting days. We're in days where the Bible says there'll be perilous times, there'll be hard times, but it also lets us know over in 1 and 2 Timothy that there's going to be a bunch of people in these days that are going to be red hot for Jesus. You know, sometimes people look at the doom and the gloom and they focus on all the negative. And they're going to miss their opportunity if they do that. But I'm telling you, as believers, if we would be people of prayer, if we would be people of church, if we would be people who praise God, if we would be people who sit underneath the Word, we would start expecting the supernatural in our lives. And instead of being down in the mouth in these last days, I'm telling you, we would be more excited than we have ever been. And we would be people that are determined that we are not going to miss our opportunity in God. And you know what? I speak that over you as a church. Do not miss your opportunity. Praise God. These are great, great days for us to be alive. Praise God. Now, one of the reasons people miss their opportunity as well is because some people, they have, I like to put it this way, they have their finger on the pulse on everything natural. They're naturally minded. And these religious leaders, Jesus said that to these religious leaders as well. Let me look over here in Matthew chapter 16 for a moment. And over here in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 1, Jesus said of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, it says, the Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting, desiring him that he would show them a sign from heaven. And he answered and said unto them, when it is evening, you say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning it will be foul weather, for the sky is red and lowering. And he said, you hypocrites, you can discern the face of the sky, but you cannot discern the signs of the time. In other words, Jesus was saying to them, one of the reasons you're missing your opportunity is because you understand physical things. You have your finger on the pulse in physical things. You know, it's like we can watch the news, but there's a difference between watching the news and feeding off the news. There's people can tell you everything that's going on in the world. Or they have a head full of sense knowledge, natural knowledge. But they're brilliant in a quiz because they're full of knowledge. They're full of natural knowledge, sense knowledge. But when it comes to spiritual knowledge, many times people, they're not as sharp in spiritual things as they are in natural things. And the reason being is because they live out of their senses more than they live out of being led by the Holy Ghost and being in the Word of God. And so they have their finger, I would put it that way, they have their finger on the pulse of everything that is going on in the world. And if you are naturally minded, you will miss what God has for you. I'm not saying we don't need to learn things and know things. I'm saying when we are totally dominated by this physical world, to where just what's happening in the world, that's what moves us. That's what motivates us. When the world's afraid, we're afraid, in other words. You know, when the world is complaining, we're complaining because we're just like the world because we're naturally minded. But when you're spiritually minded, you have your finger on the pulse of the move of God. You are in tune with what God is doing, regardless of what it looks like, regardless of who's walking with God or who's not walking with God, regardless of, you know what, some big ministries, you know, fall away or any of those kind of things. Regardless of that, when your finger is on the pulse of the move of God, you will not miss your timing. But if you feast on natural things, you will miss your timing. And as a result, what happens is you miss your opportunities in God. These people could tell you all of the physical things, like, you know, we'd say red sky at night, shepherd's delight. They could tell you all of them sayings. They could observe all of the natural things, but they were missing what God was doing. They missed their opportunity because they were naturally minded and they were not spiritually minded. So they did not understand the spiritual shifts. They did not understand when God was moving. And these people should have known. These people were the leaders. These people had the Word of God. You know, if they would have focused on the Word of God, they would not have missed their timing. Because they had many different things to allow them to see that Jesus was who he said he was. Like, you know what, you had all of the stories. Christmas has just passed. Like, they had the experiences in time past of the Magi coming. So they knew that stir, you know, previously. They knew that. They knew, I'm sure, the rumors of Mary, the rumors of John the Baptist and all of those kind of things. They had all of those things. They knew that information. And then you have the Word of God. You had Daniel's 70-week prophecy that prophesied right down to the day that Jesus rode into Jerusalem on a donkey. And they missed it. Their king came. And they missed their opportunity because they weren't focused on what the Word of God was saying, and as a result they missed their opportunity. They had the testimony of Jesus, they had the signs and wonders of Jesus. And then when the Jewish leaders during Jesus' trial, when they asked Jesus directly, are you the Christ? He said, I am. Jesus left no shadow of a doubt, and yet they still rejected Jesus. So one of the reasons they missed their opportunity was because of the Word of God. And the other reason was they just totally missed their timing because their finger was not on the pulse of the things of God. And I tell you, for us, we need to be people of the Word, but we also need to be people of the Spirit. To gather the Word and the Spirit, when you have a relationship with God and His Word, and when you are being led by the Holy Ghost, you will not miss your opportunity, your opportunities in God. You will have your finger on the pulse of the things of God. Here's another thing that the Bible talks about, these key people in the Old Testament. The Bible talks about the children of Issachar. And the children of Issachar were very unique people. And the Bible lets us know about them. And over here in 1 Chronicles chapter 12, what was happening at this time was the people were aligning themselves for David to be king after Saul's death. And it talks here in verse, let me just look here, 1 Chronicles 12 verse 31, it says, "And the half tribe of Manasseh, 18,000, which were expressed by name." And it says here, they came to make David king. And the point there I'm showing is just that they came to make David king. Look at verse 32. It says, "And the children of Issachar, which were men that had understanding of the times, to know what Israel ought to do." And what they knew it was the right time at this time to put David in king. And the point here is these were people who knew timing. Again, it says here that the understanding of the time, they were men that understood time, and they knew what Israel ought to do. They knew what needed to be done at this present moment in time. And you know, for us as believers, if we don't want to miss our timing, we need to be people like the children of Issachar that are in tune with God, to where we are not looking out there to determine what we should do. We are in relationship with God, and we follow when God leads and guides our lives. Let me tell you, if God puts something in your heart, do not miss your opportunity. Now, you might have to get your timing right in that, but you know what? As you walk with God, you will not miss your opportunities in God. Amen? Now, opportunities can be many different things. Like some people, maybe this year you need to make a move on the person that you have been desiring to be in a relationship. Go and ask them out. Sometimes people say, "You know what? What if I asked them out?" And you know what? They said no. Well, it's better to know. Go and ask them out. If you have a desire, ask them out. You get shot down. Well, you're not the only one that's ever been shot down in life. Do you know what? Take the opportunity. Do you know what? If you have children's ministry in you, and there's an opportunity that arises in church for you to get involved, and you know what? You're nervous, but it just doesn't leave you. Do you know what? Take the opportunity to start serving in the children's ministry or with the youth, or you know what? If you have a desire for music, you know what? Go and get that guitar. Go and take those lessons. Take the opportunity. This is a year where you do not want to miss your opportunities. Take your opportunities. And if you have something in your heart where you feel you need to start or to step out into, take your opportunities. Now, in church, you always flow with the vision of the house. But outside of church, like a business or stuff like that, you know what? You may need to take that step. You know, but you will know it's the right time as you spend time with God and as you follow those impulses of the Holy Ghost in your spirit. Now, let me look over here. It's an odd, great verse here talking about timing. In Jeremiah chapter 8 and verse 7, it says here that the stork in the heaven knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But it said, "But my people know not the judgment of the Lord." He's talking here about birds. And you know what? Here's a funny thing about birds. Birds just know when it's the right time. You know what? You never see a bird with a smartwatch. You never see a bird looking at a calendar. They don't have an alarm that goes off. But they do have an inward alarm. And that inward alarm is what we would call a homing device. Or they've got like a built-in sat-nav on the inside of them. They have a homing device. They have a built-in sat-nav, and they just know when it's time to go. They just know when it's time to step out. They just know when it's time to go from one dimension to another dimension where they just leave. Because they know their timing, because here's the thing about a bird, it is built-in. And I want you to know, as believers, we have a built-in timer as well, to where we can know our time. And when that alarm goes off on the inside of you, it may not look like anything is changing on the outside. But when you have an inner alarm that goes off, I'm telling you, follow God. It was like Elijah. He seen a cloud the size of a man's hand. That was it. That's what he knew. He knew that the rain was coming, because he's seen a cloud the size of a man's hand. You know what? And we need to be people like that. Maybe you have it on the inside of you, but there doesn't look like anything is happening on the outside. But I tell you, we can trust God when we walk with God, and we can be led by the Holy Ghost. It's like Isaac. Isaac, the Bible said, he sowed in a famine. That didn't make any sense. But you know what? When he knew that God was leading and God was directing him, he took his opportunity, because he was being led and guided by God. And I'm telling you, as believers, we need to be people that are led and guided by God. Do you know what? I sat down actually a few weeks ago, and I started to think about times that God had led and guided my life. Over the years, over this last, 29, 30 years, God leading and guiding my life in the move of God. And I sat and I thought about the things that God put in me, God desires he put in me, where I moved house and moved to a different location, came to a church in a different location. And you know what? But I was following God. It didn't make sense outwardly, but the desire on the inside, it wasn't a fleeting thing, it just would not leave. And it was building in me. It was a passion that was building in me. And I just knew that God was leading and guiding me on the inside of me. He was guiding my life. And the difference that made in my life. I thought about divine connections in my life and taking those opportunities. Key people in my life that God brought me across their path, and taking those opportunities, and what impact that had on my life, and the impact that it's had on my ministry, the impact that it's had on my family, because I followed the leading and the guiding of the Holy Ghost, because I knew my time, because I was in the Word, and I was spending time with God, and I was praying in the Holy Ghost, and my spirit man was sensitive to God, to where on the inside of me, when that alarm went off on the inside, when that timer went off on the inside, I didn't miss what God had for me, because I was in tune. My finger was on the pulse of the move of God, and I instead of acting naturally, I acted spiritually. Instead of looking at what made sense naturally, I looked at what made sense spiritually, and I stepped out of the boat, and I stepped out into what God had for my life, and the difference that it made in my life. When you know God is leading and guiding your life, let me tell you, you step into arenas that cause things to happen that affect your future and affect your destiny, and you do not want to miss your opportunities in God. You know, the Bible says of the Holy Ghost that he will show us things to God, or things to come. The Holy Ghost will show us things to come. Holy Ghost can show you things in your life. The Holy Ghost can show you glimpses of your future, and can show you the next step to take to get there. You know what? The Holy Ghost ministers to us on the inside. The Bible says that the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. That's the place where God illuminates. He illuminates you on the inside. The Bible talks about in Romans chapter 8 that we are led by the Spirit of God as the sons of God. And it lets us know that the Holy Spirit, the main way after the Word of God, the Word of God is the first way. He always leads us. He leads and guides us into the Word of God. After that, the next way He leads and guides us is where He bears witness with our spirit. There's just a bearing witness. There's a knowing on the inside. It's just like you know. And when you know something on the inside, you don't know it with the head. It's not something that you've figured out. It's just something that you know on the inside. And when you know that, praise God, you do not miss your opportunity. It's like, you know what, in the call of God upon my life, I was doing art. I was studying art. And yet God put a desire in me and started bearing witness with my spirit that I would teach the Word of God. And you know what, I'm so glad that in 1993 that I started to follow the leading and the guiding of the Holy Ghost in that direction. It wasn't like God speaking in an audible voice. It wasn't even an inward voice. It was just a bearing witness to where it was a knowing. I knew. You know what, have you ever known and you say, I don't know how you know, I just know. Well, we know when it's by God. We know that it is the Holy Ghost bearing witness with us. But it's not with this. I don't know with this. It's not like, you know, I say, I know, I've all figured out. No, there's just an inward witness with my spirit and the Holy Spirit, with your spirit and the Holy Spirit, where it just bears witness. That witness will direct you in your marriage. It'll direct you in who to marry. It'll direct you in your job, in your career. It'll direct you in your calling. It'll direct you at this time period in which we are alive. The alarm bell will go off on the inside of you that lets you know that we are in very, very, very exciting days. We are in, I believe, the greatest days to be alive. And I'm not going to miss my opportunity by looking at the negativity in the world. I am going to stay in the Word, and I'm going to stay sensitive to the Holy Ghost. And I encourage you to do the same. And you will not let this world, the tide of this world, sway you and move you and direct your life. But you will be in tune. You will be, so to speak, like dancing in perfect harmony with the Holy Ghost, and you will not miss your timing. Praise God. I just want to look at one more verse here before I close here. And 1 John chapter 2 and verse 27, it talks here about the anointing that you have received that abides in you, and you have no need that any man teach you. That's not talking about being taught by the Word. That's talking about you are taught on the inside by the Holy Ghost, where the Holy Ghost can direct you. All of us need to be taught by the Word. All of us need to sit underneath ministers and, you know what, and be taught. But there's an inward knowing where the Holy Ghost can lead and direct your life. You don't need anybody else directing your life. The Holy Ghost can speak to you. The Holy Ghost can speak directly to you. In verse 20 it says, but you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. That's letting us know there. We have an inward timer that lets us keep our finger on the pulse of the move of God to where when it goes off, we will not miss our opportunities in God. Praise God. That's powerful. That is powerful. Do you know what? I like to liken it to like Spider-Man, that he had spidey senses to where he just knew. He just knew something was happening. He was aware. He was more tuned in than anybody else who was around him. And you know what? For us as believers, if we pray, if we prioritize church in our lives, if we sit underneath the Word of God, if we are people who worship God and stay sensitive to the things of God, Let me tell you, we will be people that are aware of what is happening in our generation, and we will not be clouded. We will not allow this world to like put smoke screens around us that deceive us and cause us to miss our target. We will have clear vision in these days, and we will be in tune with what God is doing. Amen. Let me just say to you as well, you may be someone that's missed a lot of opportunities in God. You may have been someone that, you know, at one time were on fire for the things of God, and you missed an opportunity, or you got sidetracked and you said, well, what about me? Do you know what? There's many examples in the Word of God of people who missed their opportunity. And you know what? They took the next one when it came about. They determined that they were not going to ultimately miss what God had for their life. For instance, like Peter denied Jesus, yet Peter then had a ministry on the other side off the cross and went on and done great things because he took his opportunity when it arose. Yet you look at Judas totally missed his. And he missed his opportunity completely, and he there was no more bus for him. He missed it because he didn't look for that next opportunity. He just walked away from Jesus. But you know what? You're not someone that's walking away from Jesus. You're someone that's looking for your opportunity. The Bible talks about John Mark. John Mark was a man who was part of Paul and Barnabas' ministry team, and he left that team. But you know what? Later on, the Bible says that John Mark became very profitable to Paul in the ministry, which means he took his opportunity again. And I want you to know that it's not the end. If you've missed opportunities, it's not the end for you. Let me tell you, you get tuned into the things of God and you look and see what God has for you. I have ministered to people over the years that totally blew it. I've seen people that got so far off of the things of God that they ended up in mental institutions. And I had the privilege of many times of ministering to people. And you know what? I got the privilege of ministering to someone one time. And you know what? One word from God was enough to give them another opportunity to get them out of that situation and get them right back on track serving God. And I'm telling you, many people miss opportunities and it leads to the wrong direction. Just like the Jewish leaders at that time, they missed their opportunity. But I want you to know that there's opportunities coming your way this year. This is a great year in God. This is a great year in the move of God. And I encourage you to take your opportunities in God. Amen. Praise God. It's been a privilege sharing the word with you today. Amen.